I got your crew rotations here. We'll go over that here in a second. Just a couple things I just want to reiterate from today. First of all, not bad. We did a pretty good job. Again, pre-production really, really good. 5 minutes between crew calls worked out really good. I figured it would. The main thing is just multitasking now. You guys notice by now you don't have to, you know, do the audio first. You don't have to do the camera sit shot second. You can kind of mix and match that however it goes. So not a bad job. The one thing that was kind of the downfall a little bit, talent, man, you got to know what you're doing out there. You know, you got to know that there's a sports toss. You got to know that when you fade it from black, you know, it's all about being prepared that if you don't know that you're supposed to talk at the beginning of this thing, it's causing an inexperienced director, you know, some heart palpitations, basically. I mean, you just don't know what to do. So you just got to be ready. You just got to be ready to know when to talk, be ready to stretch out, which for those of you who did have to stretch out, that was very, very good. And knowing that, hey, listen, fade up in black, and if the talent's not talking, we have some talents looking at the wrong camera, which could be partly the blame of the floor director. We have sometimes you're reading the actual story, which like we're just teasing it, okay? And then once we do the tease, then some people are starting to go into their story. It's like, just tease. So have the script with you. Just do your homework on that. Because basically, as talent, and I know this better than anybody, when you mess up as far as talent, everyone knows it's you. You know, even if it's not your fault, everyone, oh, whoa, look at this guy. Okay? So that's why, you know, you really have to have a thick skin and realize, you know, just blow it off. Because, you know, half the time it's not your fault, half the time it is. So just be ready for there. You know, and a couple other things that we'll kind of talk about, you know, down the line here. But talent's really the main thing. Camera two, just watch the lights. I have no idea what I wrote here. And again, keep in mind, if we fade up from black, and let's say, for example, we're the sports toss, and you say, well, that's it for news. You know, we have weather coming up. And this person's not talking. Both mics should be up, and I have no problem, instead of just telling them where to talk, just say, oh, and by the way, up with sports now, here's Tim Burke. Just jump in and help us, okay? Jump in and help us, whether it's the tease, close at the end, or the camera two shot as well, too. So that would be very, very beneficial in that regard, too. By the way, camera operators, if you're on camera and you're doing one of these, okay, or the camera's too low, let me know. It's just the pedestal. Let me know, because I'll adjust the pedestal. There should be air in those, so when you release the pedestal, it should kind of float down a little bit, just kind of drift down slowly. Some of them kind of beam and drop, you know what I mean? They may not have enough air. So let me know if the camera's just not comfortable for you. The viewfinder does actually move. But if you need it to be raised or lowered, just let me know so you're not going to be one of these out there, because I saw a couple of you guys out there doing that. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But nonetheless, any questions from today? Okay? All right, good deal. So we got one more day with the script, and again, Straz will be in here with you guys tomorrow. But what I want to show you here now is just kind of finish up from week two's lecture. Just some behind-the-scenes stuff, just so you guys are kind of aware of, you know, how things actually operate. I want to give you the reality check of it as well, too. Now, what I want to show you here is just a series of basically three or four stories back-to-back-to-back with a director's track in from a newscast from a little ways back from channel... I forgot what channel it is. I think this one's in Lansing. But the point of the matter is Donnie Hopps, who now directs down the street. He's a morning director over there at Fox. And he used to work here, so he allowed us to, you know, look at some of his reels, you know what I mean? So some of his behind-the-scenes stuff. So what you're going to hear is basically nobody talking about camera three, focus, camera three, focus. There's no such thing as that. You don't have an assistant director, as I said before. There's no person there that's going to manage camera shots. If a camera operator can't focus the camera, you're not working. Right? So basically, in a real-life situation, my camera is, well, you know where to go. Right now, we're telling you, wait until the director tells you to do it. He's not telling camera three, camera one to do anything. In fact, he doesn't have to tell him to focus. You know, he doesn't do any of that. You're going to notice also, too, when he gives the cues, there's people jumping cues. Okay? That's okay in the real industry. The reason we're saying that is because that director, who's Donnie, is working with the same switcher, is working with the same tape, working with the same audio person, working with the same four directors. There's camaraderie there. There's some chemistry there. So therefore, when you have that amongst yourselves, and you guys would have that develop that rather easily. If we had, let's say, 16 people, and we kept you on the same position all day, you'd have chemistry by the end of the day. The next day, you'd do wonders. Okay? But we don't have that luxury because we have, you know, basically two groups and you're rotating your positions, just getting experience at this point. So take that with a grain of salt as well, too, that you will kind of jump the queues, you will kind of do stuff on your own, you will kind of, you know, you're not going to have anyone to tell you what to do so much. So this actually kind of goes through a lot of the terminology we use. You're going to hear it. Some of us, it was stuff we don't use, but once you hear it said, you see what happens. You kind of put two and two together. But it kind of gives you a little feedback, a little, you know, little idea, eye-opener as far as what's kind of going on. So this is only a few minutes long, but lights, please, if you could. And I'll explain a couple things to you as well, too, as we kind of roll through. All right, so we'll bring the, I think this one has a horrible buzzing noise, too. So it's good for you. It doesn't keep you.
Stand by to roll late.
Harpo Productions. This is Harpo.
Roll eight. Sound up. Dissolve. Banner on. Q Joe.
Keep banner on.
Roll
just
three with sound. Roll three. Sound up. Dissolve. Stand by camera three.
This is ABC 53 News Now.
Start your move. Dissolve camera 3. Stand by camera 1. Head and shoulders.
Joe Park.
Dissolve. Q Joe.
Hello, New Michigan. This is ABC 53 News Now.
Lucy G. Stand by to roll 4. Stand by camera 2.
Our big story tonight has the Frank Door Shopping Center forgotten about its cat of bus passengers.
So this is kind of what you're going to be doing a little bit more of. Ready roll. Roll means we're going to roll this purple haze thing behind this reporter. Okay. She's at the gas shop. Gas shop basically stands for giant ass screen. Okay. Just so you know. No joke, I'm not taking this stuff. So the giant ass screen of the gas shop, what we need to do is roll the video behind her, and then we're going to take her with the purple stuff going on around her.
Yes, and we're seeking some answers. News Now's Lauren Stanton has more.
Roll four. Take two. Q Lauren.
Since the new construction around
that's the purple stuff.
Lucy G, stand by to roll B.
Roll B is the video. That's B roll.
Roll B.
Yeah, roll it.
Take B.
Before we take.
CG.
And you notice all the lower third funds. Not just the right.
CG, stand by to roll A with sound.
So roll B is the video. Roll A is going to be the sound. Kind of like an actuality in radio. It's a sound, but it's called sound.
Every day. Now the only bus stops are on Sears property at the top end of the Randall area.
Sound up. Swipe A.
So when you think about how CG. Far you would have to walk from there.
Lucy G, we have a VO tag with Lawrence Mike, then back to camera two.
Manager who is the manager of Bowler.
So that's why we kind of ID every time our anchors are on the screen, because you notice already how many spots are in.
Bowler's hardware. And then if you would multiply that by someone with a visual impairment, someone that's
stand by Lawrence Mike,
someone that would be in crutches.
We're all done with Super Sam.
And they would be dodging all of this traffic because there are no sidewalks there. I mean, it's just parking lot.
Open her mic, Hugh Lauren. Stand by to roll four. Stand by camera two.
Roll four is roll the purple haze stuff, right?
Roll four. Take two.
And now we take.
Stand by one. Head shoulders. Stand by to roll B with sound. Take one.
Now keep in mind when you're looking at a situation like this little switcher that you see here, okay? This is a little switcher that if you're using anywhere from a 3 to 4 camera shoot, all right? And you're going to see these in, you know, remote trucks that use 3 cameras. And I still do some work for some of the stuff. Yeah, so we're still using little switches like this. But the bigger stations like this, and even the smaller stations, you got cameras 1, 2, 3, camera 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. You know, you got all these other effects that go with it. You got the traffic cameras built up all over the place in the city, the tower cams out on some buildings out in the downtown area. This switcher literally is from basically from here all the way to the wall. And you'll see that in some of the behind-the-scenes stuff I'll show you later on down the line. It's huge. So if you're working with tape, let's just say, for example, and a lot of places still do. That's why we still do in entry-level positions. If you're working with tape, we have one VTR. Okay? We have one VTR deck. Okay? What we're saying here is if you have a rundown sheet like you guys are working with, if you have a rundown sheet, and let's just say you have 25 news stories, and let's say every single story has B-roll to them or video, that means you have 25 different tapes. You don't have one tape with everything strung together back to back to back to back to back. Okay. So that means as a tape operator, what you got going on is I'm looking at my rundown thinking, okay, we're about 10 minutes before airtime. I got, I'm still missing a bunch of tape. Sports, I got nothing for. You don't worry about sports because that's 20 minutes down the line anyway. But you never get any of this stuff in order. You know, you may have stories 10 through 20, but I got nothing from 0, you know, 1 through 10 or 1 through 9. Right? So at this particular point, you as a director have to decide, okay, what VTR is that going to go into? Right? And as a tape op, you're on the other side of the building. You got a wall of tape decks, and all you're doing is just putting all the B-roll in the video, or in the tapes, in the decks. And then basically once it's done, you throw it off to the side, and it could be 20 seconds away. It's like, oh, Kip finally got me the B-roll for Recaro seats. Bam, put it in there, VTR6, roll it, take it. And of course, we got this whole switcher, which is a lot more involved. Okay, a lot more involved.
So just have one person doing that?
Typically one person. Uh-oh. Well, we don't string it together on one tape. We do because we only have one deck. Okay? And you're going to see we're going to space it with a lot of black in between as well, too. But the main reason is because, again, if we had everything strung together on one tape, okay, and if that tape gets lost or stuck or whatever, we turn into a radio station. We have no video. Or now it does not allow us the flexibility to move stories around, because you're always moving stories around. You have a rundown sheet, and half the time you don't even go by it. Okay? So therefore, you don't have that luxury. All right? And like I said, you never get stuff in order. And even if you did, you don't have time to string it together in one tape. Yeah. But here, that's what we're doing for you. All right, so moving on here.
Sound up. Dissolve the standby two box. Dissolve two.
Oh, good stuff. Kirk already joins us now with weather.
Stand by, Kirk Full.
Kirk, we need to tie both some of these cold temperatures out of here.
Yeah, we sure do. Well, actually,
Kirk Full, CG.
New
CG, your computer, dissolve computer.
They're dissolving computer. They're dissolving.
Stand by two boxes.
Tonight, temperatures are going to get a little bit cooler, 24 degrees. The clouds will roll in, 22 degrees. And Jackson, tomorrow we're going to start out with some sunshine, about 26 degrees by noon, 33 degrees, but the clouds will start to thicken up. And by 5 o'clock, it's 30 degrees, and a little bit later, probably
dissolve two boxes. Stand by, Joe Full on one.
Yep.
Okay, Kirk, you keep on exercising, and we'll talk to you later.
Take one. Q Joe, stand by to roll A.
People who prey on young truth via the internet would attract
roll A is the video.
Sentences under legislation today of the state senate.
Take it. Stand by to roll B with sound.
People who disseminate or display sexually explicit material to minors via the internet would be liable for an extra 2 years imprisonment in addition
roll
to the penalty for the underlying crime.
Sound up.
White people going into these chat rooms luring their young victims.
Lose CG. We're back to one. Head and shoulders for a tag. We'll stay there for recall.
It's causing a problem. Will it be the end-all cure-all? No, it won't.
Stand by, Joe. Ready, one.
Just painfully. But what we're hoping is to raise the awareness, raise the fact that these people are going to go away for a long time.
Take one, Q Joe.
You've got a baby at home and you use a stroller, you'll want to listen to this. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced the recall.
Stand by, two box.
Stroller and a crib with no bars, both manufactured by Costco. It is now stand for grand choice of
squeeze two box. Stand by, Jen Folk. Jen Folk, here. CG, stand by to roll A.
Thank you.
Loose CG, roll A.
Now, the company is recalling nearly 3,000 of the Costco Joby two-way tandem strollers. Because the plastic lock...
Stand by to roll B with sound.
And the Costco tubular metal strips are being recalled.
Now again, this is kind of like we're doing. Ready, CG? You're gonna see the CG.
Blue CG, stand by wipe still store with Jen's mic. There's two pages here.
Storage space in your home. If you have this
trade,
get a new mattress now before you forget.
Wife still store, Q-Gen. Right, stand by to change.
Stand by to change,
already
advanced,
kind of
the same concept we're doing. 221-6736,
and for more information,
change.
You can, of course, log on to
stand by camera
site,
five.
Link to the Costco site.
Take five, stand by squeeze two bucks.
The mattress defect, so it's crucial you get it replaced. Reporting live from the news.
Squeeze back two bucks.
Show back to you.
Stand by, Joe, full on one.
It's a lot for
take
that.
One, Q, stand okay. By.
And that's pretty much the way that goes. Any questions on that? Kind of gives you an idea as far as making those commands quick. Yeah. That's what you will be doing out in the industry. Okay. Keep in mind, there's a little bit of a delay as well too. But keep in mind, the audio knows. Okay, if we bring this up a half second before, you're just compensating yourself because you know it's coming. And like I said, I know how Donnie works. I know how Jim works. I know how Sandy works as director. You kind of know. There's chemistry. There's a little bit more flex for me to get away. And again, that's less time I have to tell my camera operators to do stuff because they already know it. You see the rundown sheet? You can read the rundown. You shoot it when you need to. You know what I mean? If I do need to kind of clean it up, I will as a director.
All right, so our rundown has been the same for the past 2 years, but for the news that changes daily, is it just the director that knows and he's just spouting off everything, or does everybody else get a rundown?
Everyone can look at a rundown hours before the newscast. So there are, because I mean, a CG operator, you need to look at the rundown hours before the newscast.
Set it all up.
You got to build graphics, you got to do all that sort of stuff.
Oh, okay.
But the switcher, I mean, you're just going to pretty much, you take a look at it, but for the most part, you're just going off what the director tells you to do.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So yeah, it changes all the time. There's a lot of common threads to it, but it does change. And, you know, typically you have a director for the 6, you have a different director for the 11. You have a different director for the 6 a.m., and you have a different director for the noon. You have a different director and producer for the 5 p.m., and a different director and producer for the 6 p.m. So you're always working with different producers. Yes, sir?
Difference between A-roll and B-roll.
A-roll, the A-roll, I believe that comes from a film term. Now, the B-roll, I don't know the specifics on that, but from what I understand, and I'm not a film guy.
I understand B-roll is like the video they go to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what would A-roll be?
A-roll, that's a question. I've been asked that before, and I failed as an instructor to look at that. No, actually, that's more of a, from what I understand, a film term. You know, I'm not a film guy, so I really don't know. But I know as far as TV, we call it B-roll, and that's the video that goes with the story.
Right.
That's you shoot B-roll, you roll B-roll, you show B-roll, B-roll's the key.
So as far as TV goes, there is no A-roll.
Roll A and roll B basically means just roll A, that's the first thing, which was not necessarily A-roll, but it's the first thing. Roll A, roll B, you can either go by BTRA, BTRB, BTRC, BTR1, BTR2, BTR3, all depends on how you're set up. Last thing I want to show you, and this is why we're always saying to you guys, be aware and do your best work all the time, okay? Because this is the situation, this is how this works. Okay? I'm going to show you a little bit more of Dottie's stuff here, but let's just put it this way. Anything that goes on internationally, nationally, regionally, that let's say we can't get our own people to, we can't get our own folk ties to something going on in Chicago or Sacramento or whatever the case is, or Afghanistan or wherever. Point of the matter is, there's reporters all over the world, and we call these folks correspondents. Right? So if you work for an NBC affiliate in Detroit, okay, and then of course you have NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams, there's NBC correspondents as well. And those correspondents basically mean you may be stationed out in London. You're in the London Bureau, you know, the London office, or something's going on in the war. You're going to be the one who's going to go out there. You work for NBC or CBS or Fox, but you're a correspondent, okay? So you're doing a lot of these big-time stories. So what the situation here is that we got a situation, I believe this one is in Lansing or Detroit, and there's an issue with Bill Clinton and an intern you may have heard of, okay? Now again, this is old, but the point of the matter is it's done the same way. So next thing you know, we're going to have a situation here in, I believe this is Lansing here in this one. The producer's saying, okay, we need to say something about what's going on today in the trial, okay, with Clinton, okay? So we have to decide, are we just going to write up a story and have some video from the satellite feeds that we get? Or we have Steve Hanchett, who's one of our correspondents, who's been in Washington all day long. He put a nice story together. In fact, we can look at the 11 o'clock news feed that we're going to get. He's going to go live at 11 o'clock in 30 seconds. He's going to do a quick little stand-up at the beginning. He's going to shut up. They're going to roll his 3 or 4 minute piece that he worked on all day to give everyone basically a summary of what happened throughout the course of the day. That's a perfect thing to do. So as a producer in Lansing, you're going to say, well, why should we do any work? Because they already did all the work. But what we have to do is make sure at 11 o'clock in 30 seconds, our anchors, just like you in radio, got to shut up before the vocals kick in. Because Jim Hanchett doesn't know who's going to be taking this. Again, keep in mind, act like you're Jim Hanchett here and you're in Washington, you're about to do your live shot. Okay? You have NBC affiliates all across the country, but quite honestly, all you know is at 11 o'clock in 30 seconds, I'm cued, I talk. I have no idea who's taking the speed. I could be live in Detroit, I could be live in Denver, I could be live nowhere, I could be live everywhere. I have no idea. I'm not really talking to anybody. But I'm going live through a satellite feed, and if those stations choose to take me, they'll take me. But anyway, either way, at 11 o'clock in 30 seconds, I'm talking. So therefore, the local affiliates, you need to make sure that your anchor shuts up at 11 o'clock in 29 seconds to make it sound like we're talking back and forth. Okay? I'll catch some drift on that one?
Yep.
Okay, so here's what you got. And again, Jim Hanna, we're not going to give the whole story. He's going to do his live shot, but then the edited piece, we just kind of chop that up.
It's very nice when you're being on your time. You're going to want to see or just follow my lead. Okay.
Super Bowl NBA.
Everybody rule got the run.
So in this case here, when you're ready, we're wrapping up the show.
What are you doing today, along with singer Brian Adams? Your role is next.
push. Sound up on 9?
Next slide, there are new reports.
Ready to roll T1? Yeah, just follow my contacts, okay?
David Hollister delivers his state and city message in Lansing, and some wolves have a new home out west tonight. It's next on News 10 and 11.
Roll 1. Dissolve. They're 1 minute away now.
Okay, Jim Anschutz, 1 minute away. We're going to take the satellite feed because he's talking no matter what. 1 minute away.
Roll 5. Dissolve. Open their mics. Cue them. Ready, camera 2 with their names.
Ready
to testify,
you saw President
Clinton and Monica.
45 seconds away. Good evening,
everyone. Thanks
for joining us. Let me see D-Ring, Roger, on 1. And I'm Roger McCoy. It's a saga
that just seems to defy
imagination. As the days go by, the imagination...
Stand by split. 30 seconds.
He's seeing 30 seconds right by the camera. Seeing you're basically Roger at 30 seconds.
Clinton had sex with the White House that turn. And then claimed that he didn't under oath. Tonight, new developments on three fronts from Monica Lewinsky's attorney, from President Bill Clinton himself, who talked forcefully about the issue.
So he sees the rap, and he's seeing this, too. He's seeing the countdowns, and he knows when to shut up. Jim's going to talk no matter what.
6, 5, 4, 3, ready live, 2, 1, take live.
Perfect. Okay. Now, again, if this was mistimed, because he's live. If this was mistimed, and we're 10 seconds off, here's exactly what you get. Here's Jim Anschutz with the latest. Jim, what's going on? That's right, live here. That's what you get, because he doesn't know who's talking to. Okay? So this is how this actually works, through satellite feeds. Now, he does his live read. Now, the middle portion is like 3 minutes long. We just chopped it up, because it's part of American history, actually.
A 20-second speech, every bit as important the future of his presidency.
This piece is all taken up.
The denial is familiar.
Are we coming back to the wives?
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sex with that woman. I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time.
With his wife at his side, the president took no questions.
Okay, now this is going to be done. We'll come back live to Jim.
CG.
But it won't be easy for the president tonight, NBC.
Stand by,
listen to the out cues. Real basic. Because again, he has no idea who's talking.
He interrupted the president and Monica Lewinsky here at the White House. Sorry, at the White House.
Ready, split. Tank split. Ready, full screen.
Back to you. I'm not going to tailor a name back because I don't know who the hell I'm talking to. All right, thanks, Jim. That's right. We'll see you tomorrow. He's like, there's nothing going on.
So he can't hear anything.
He can't hear anything. He's live. But basically, it's just for any anchor, any station from that affiliate wants to basically set that thing up. Now, of course, if there's a Q&A back and forth, then that means they're actually live, and they'll use their names, and they'll ask questions and stuff like that. But that's just straight out. I'm talking. If you want to take it, great. If you don't,
Fox
Yeah, Fox had their own correspondents, and CBS has their own correspondents. They're only their host.
So he has no Q at all?
He is Q from where he's at.
Oh.
But all he's saying is basically, hey, guys, NBC stations, I'm talking at 11 o'clock and 30 seconds. If you want to go with me, hang with me. If you don't, that's okay, too.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to deliver his field. Now, where that comes into play for you guys, lights please, this is where small markets come into play quite a bit. And as I always say, that even in the school, whatever you do, and in fact, I was just talking to Gary Bozick, one of our instructors over there, some of the conversations, I said, yeah, it's just amazing how you, that's how you kind of differentiate people, your conversation in the hallway. That's how we hear that stuff. Okay? I'm not a high school teacher, so I don't go back to fix it or say, guys, that's your grade. That part. But keep in mind, it is a situation that every single time, even in a small market where you think no one's watching, okay? And you've probably seen this before, and I'll use the Today Show as an example. You have a situation in a small town, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. You got some goofball who goes into an Amish schoolhouse and starts spraying bullets everywhere. And of course, what do? My wife's always the first one. Oh, let me guess what they did. They turned the gun on themselves. Of course. If they did that in the first place, we would have no problem, right? The point of the matter is, you go to the schoolhouse, you spray bullets everywhere, you kill all these people, then of course you kill yourself in this small town. Market, I don't know, 212. You're the first photographer, you're the first reporter there. Okay? Now all of a sudden, you happen to be, let's say, an NBC affiliate. Okay? Now all of a sudden, you got the bigwigs in New York, the Today Show, Matt Lauer and the guys, and they're saying basically, hey, listen, you know what? Tim Burke over there, and what's his name, Tim Burke, okay. Can we get in touch with Tim Burke? Because he was the first one there. He's an NBC station here, we talked to him. Now, Tim Burke is used to working in Market 215, all of a sudden, hey, Tim, listen, you're going to be on the Today Show tomorrow. They want to talk to you because you're the first one. All right, Brian's the one who shot the video. Now, all of a sudden, just like that, the whole country is going to see his stuff and listen to him. And you're going live, and you're going to from 215, at least for the 90 seconds you're on air, to market number one. And now it's basically do or die. I mean, it's pressure, it's excitement, but it's like, holy cow, we'll be on the air with Matt Lauer. If I make a good impression here, I mean, I know everyone's watching. And who knows how many news directors are watching this, and they're going to say, hey, you know what, this is Tim Burke. What station is he at? Let me give him this guy a buzz. Who's the guy who shot the video? That's how that works. So now you have an opportunity to do your thing. And just speaking from experience, working at little 88.3, 100-watt radio station on the campus of the University of Toledo. No one's listening, no one's listening, no one's listening. Next thing you know, I get a call from a real radio station, and they were looking for a Ford out. Okay? Ron Finn, the guy I brought up Monday, he gives me a call and says, listen, I want to interview. He says, well, I got a demo reel. If you want to listen to anything, I said, oh, no, I already heard you. Oh, so you work at a real radio, that's what I'm thinking. You work at 105 and you're actually listening to the little college radio station to see what kind of talent there is. And you saw my resume and you liked it. We're going to bring in the production studio to cut some stuff live. But I already heard your stuff, so don't worry about it. I don't need to hear it. I heard a lot of the other goofballs on here talking about some crazy stuff, but no, I already heard it. So what I'm saying is, it could be a situation you put together a real nice feel-good story in Toledo, Ohio, right? And you work for a CBS station. Weekends are kind of dull and boring. We got some time for news. There may be someone in Seattle, Washington saying, hey, you know what? There's this really interesting story out of Toledo, Ohio. It's on the satellite. We have some time to kill. Let's play this. This Tim Burke character out of WTOL Toledo TV. And we can roll this story because I think it's kind of interesting. It kind of ties into what's going on here in Seattle. Now, he's getting play in Seattle. That's what I'm saying. So always keep that in mind. These satellite feeds are, you never know who's watching. And you never know when your time is ready to shine. Because all it takes is some goofy thing happening in your little town, and you happen to be there. It's your video, the first one there. Keep that in mind. That's kind of how this works here, too. This one here, obviously, it's staged up to say, hey, Jim, go to Washington, do the story. Sometimes it just kind of falls in your lap, and you want to make sure you're ready to reap the rewards if that does happen. Okay? All right. So let me get these passed out to you here, and I'll get a 10 dance going as well. And get you guys out of here. Tell Steve Straz I said hello tomorrow. And be nice to him. Be kind. He's a mean little man. You got to watch out for him. He seems nice the hallway. He's mean. Nasty. Okay, guys. You guys are all set. We'll see you next Monday.